get you caught up here on the impeachment trial. By the way, I'll do it for you because it's too tedious for, I mean, it's a lot. It's hours and hours and hours of mind-numbing nothingness. I feel sorry for the senators that are forced to sit there. No cell phones, no communication, no opportunity to leave, and you can't say anything. Sit there, keep still, and listen for 24 continuous hours of the House making its case against Donald Trump. These House managers, prosecutors, if you will, making the case against Donald Trump. Now, it seems to me that Adam Schiff, who's leading the charge for the Democrats, realizes at some point that it is getting tedious, that it is getting extremely boring. And so he spices it up and he says, you know, we have to remove this president because we cannot trust the American people to make the right choice when it comes to elections. The election's, what, 9 months away now, right? What do we have, 284 days? Just 11 days until the Democratic caucuses in Iowa, by the way. But 284 days away is the election, and the Democrats are frantic because they realize right now Donald Trump has the inside track to win re-election, which scares the daylights out of them. But I want to go to bite number five with Adam Schiff, admitting the American people just can't be trusted to vote properly because they might re-elect the guy. Bite five, go.
The president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box, for we cannot be assured that the vote will be fairly won. In corruptly using his office to gain a political advantage and abusing the powers of that office in such a way to jeopardize our national security and the integrity of our elections, in obstructing the investigation into his own wrongdoing, the president has shown that he believes that he's above the law.
Is that what he has shown? It seems to me what has been shown here is the Democrats are scared to death that Donald Trump won in 2016. He'll win again in 2020. And their big fear is that the American voters do realize what's going on. They understand exactly what's going on. This is a political temper tantrum that just won't go away. And when you hear members of the Democrat Party saying, if this doesn't work, we'll impeach him again and again. That's what people are hearing. That's what they understand. By the way, then when people got really bored with all of it, Adam Schiff took it up a notch. He apparently thinks we're at war with Russia. I didn't realize. Did you realize that? Because I didn't realize we were at war with Russia. Apparently, Adam Schiff thinks we're at war with Russia. And we have to give the money to Ukraine because if we don't, we won't be fighting them over there. We'll be fighting them over here. The Russians are apparently fixing to invade. I had no idea. Yeah, the Russians are fixing. Vladimir Putin, I thought him and Trump were buddies. I thought that was the narrative. They were close personal friends and that Vladimir Putin had gotten Trump elected. Why would they invade? They're going to attack now? I'm a little confused, but hey, that's all right. It's bite number 12 with Adam Schiff. Bite 12, the Russians fixing to invade. Go.
Moreover, as one witness put it during our impeachment inquiry, the United States aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important that we fight Russia over there and not here. I could not agree more. apparently, we're at war. Did Congress vote on that? Or is that just something Donald Trump freelanced us into a war with Russia? Is that what I'm to understand? Anyhow, that's how silly much of this has gotten. By the way, I want to go to Mike Rogers. He is a former Michigan congressman. He was the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, an FBI man, a G-man. One of the feds was Mike Rogers for his career before he became a politician, before he retired to go on and do things like being a pundit on CNN. So what he does now, and he says, short of a miracle on 34th Street, the Democrats are going absolutely nowhere with this nonsense. It's bite number 11 with Mike Rogers. Bite 11. Go.
There is a lot of extraneous information in there that wouldn't be admissible in court. There's lots of that flowery language that isn't evidence, but they're trying to make their narrative politically. And this is a big, blunt political instrument. And so I think their burden is to prove to the American public their case. And I thought it was very disjointed today. If you're just an average citizen trying to get a get a handle on this thing. I think it was really hard to follow. And nobody's going to listen to a 2.5 hour speech. Nobody's going to listen to a full hour speech. So did they make their point? And you think about politicians in the House, you get 5 minutes on the House floor. That's an eternity. Senators, maybe 15 minutes. It's going to be really hard, I think, to sell what their narrative is. And remember, this is, you have, Americans already have made up their minds in many ways. So there has to be a big moment. There has to be that miracle on 34th Street, you know, where the lawyer pounds the table and they bring in the mail to prove that there is Santa Claus because the federal government. That's not going to happen here.
Bring in the mail. Prove there's Santa Claus. Prove that there's collusion. Prove that there's a quid pro quo. Prove anything. Prove anything. That's all they, anything would do. There's nothing there. Americans know it. Americans in swing states know it. The states that are going to decide the election know it. You know, you look at those people that turned out in Richmond, Virginia, as that state legislature runs over their constitutional rights. They know it. And by the way, how bad is it? The impeachment has driven 1,000 Republican candidates to run for the House across the country. 1,000 have turned out. People that would never run for office have said, I can't sit idly by anymore. 1,000 Republicans turning out in places like Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District, Michigan's 8th Congressional District, Pennsylvania's 14th. It's all over the country. Republicans saying we must fight back. We must put up better candidates. We must not allow the Democrats to steal the election of 2016 and the election of 2020 because they're not trying to steal one. They're trying to steal two. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. Please go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. The Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. I'm asking for your help. Like us, follow us. Let's get to 10,000 quick. Thank you for the support. Back after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As the leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with